Good morning. Most everyone this morning waking up to a fresh coating of 10 to 20 inches of snow after a storm system overnight intensified off the Jersey coast south of Long Island. In this position, intense energy pivoted back from the coast into interior New York and New England, generating heavy snow bands, which dropped between 1 and 4 inches of snow per hour overnight throughout the region. Snow will continue to fall through the morning as the storm gradually slides to the east of Long Island, and some of the snow in these bands will remain heavy through the morning. Gradually during the afternoon, the system will pivot out of the region, with the snow tapering off to scattered snow showers and temperatures in the lower to middle 20s. This will bring storm total accumulations generally across the region into the 1 to 2 foot range. We will also see considerable blowing and drifting of the snow as a north-northeast wind gusts over 20 miles per hour. We'll continue to dry it out tonight with low temperatures back into the single digits and lower teens. High pressure will build in during the day on Friday and skies will become mostly sunny. Temperatures will still be on the cool side but moderate a bit with highs around 30. It'll be dry to start the weekend with that high pressure center tracking off the eastern seaboard. Sunshine will give way to late day clouds and highs will be in the lower 30s. A weak front will pivot through the region on Sunday with mostly cloudy skies and the chance of a few scattered snow showers. Highs will lift into the middle 30s. That system will then depart, leaving us dry to start the new week with a mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 30s on Monday, before another front pushes through the region on Tuesday with scattered snow showers and highs back into the mid 30s. Another system will approach late in the week for Christmas Eve, and sunshine will give way to clouds on Wednesday in the upper 30s before we introduce the chance of rain and snow on Thursday. Right now for Christmas Day, it looks blustery and colder with highs back into the 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Pacific Northwest will be stuck in an unsettled weather pattern over the next couple of days as a pair of potent frontal systems cross the region. 1 to 3 inches of rain is likely during this time frame along the immediate coast from Northern California to Washington. From the Cascades and Sierras, as well as other higher elevations of the Intermountain West, 1 to 2 feet of snow will fall through Friday night. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility with moderate snow and freezing fog, 7 degrees with an east wind at 21 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 26 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 1/4 mile visibility with moderate snow and fog, 15 degrees, the dew point 15, 100% relative humidity, a north wind at 12 miles per hour, gusting to 18, and the barometer at 30 inches even and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Immokalee, Florida, to a low of 16 below zero at Clayton Lake, Maine, and Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City snow ending this morning, then mostly cloudy and breezy, lower 30s. Boston snow heavy at times, another 3 to 7 inches in the mid 20s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with snow tapering off to snow showers and highs in the upper 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 18 degrees, the low 10. The average temperature, 14, that's 14 degrees below normal. 27 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday in the form of 3.2 inches of snow. For the month now, 4.5 inches, and that's 1.6 inches below normal. 5.7 inches now for the season, which is still 3.5 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low, 21. The record high, 59, set in 1984, and the record low, 8 below zero, in 1942. Sunrise this morning, 7:20 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:23 p.m. 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with snow tapering off to snow showers this afternoon and highs in the lower 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 5 to 15 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with snow tapering off to snow showers this afternoon with highs in the upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with snow tapering off to snow showers this afternoon and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with snow tapering off to snow showers this afternoon and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with snow tapering off to snow showers this afternoon and highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny near 30. Sunshine giving way to late-day clouds on Saturday, lower 30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers on Sunday in the mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds on Monday, mid to upper 30s. Chance of snow showers on Tuesday in the mid-30s and sunshine, giving way to clouds on Wednesday, with highs in the upper 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.